Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Oh, go on then. It's Christmas! Coming up, it's our first song of the year. We're all still basketball players, and my throat needs to recover. Thanks, Mr. Holder. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to ESE Insight's Eurovision News Podcast. I'm Ewan Spence. Myself and the team behind me are going to take you through what's happened in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest over the last week. You can keep up to date with everything. Find all podcasts, documentaries, radio shows, articles, all of that at ESEinsight.com. And if you want to support us, ESEinsight.com/Patreon, where you can support us for the price of a fancy coffee every month. Right then, well, yes, let's start right at the top. We have our first song for the Eurovision Song Contest 2021. It comes from Albania, which traditionally is the first national final. There were a couple of years Switzerland snuck in just beforehand, but no. Festivali of Kenya is now in its 59th year, with the winner getting to represent the country at the Song Contest. Well, that's going to be Axhela Peristeri, who won through with her song Karma. This will be Albania's entry, although also, we're expecting traditionally for it to be remixed to make it more Eurovision-y. Festivali Kenya is with a live orchestra, and the Song Contest is with pre-recorded music on a backing tape. So there needs to be some work, some changes on there as well. Questions about whether we're going to keep it in Albania or move it to English and such like. So we will hear that song later, but we effectively have our first song in a certain form. In terms of the contest, all the songs entered took part in a two-part semi-final. Studio version was sung on Monday the 21st. There was an acoustic version sung on Tuesday the 22nd. Jury then whittled the songs down, and some of them went forward to the grand final on Wednesday. 100% jury vote to select the winner. As already said, Miss Peristeri has won through. And for the first time this season, let's go traditional. Semi-final, 25 ran, 7 fell. Grand final, 18 ran. One song down, 40 to go. Okay, so we don't have a huge amount of news otherwise in terms of officially from the contest. Of course, we still know the dates: Tuesday the 18th of May, Thursday the 20th, and Saturday the 22nd. The sort of big elements are already in place. So we have the logo confirmed. We have the request for the postcard ideas. I think over 400 submissions received for that. The dates, as mentioned, venues already sorted from last year. Semi-final draw, we're using that from last year as well. So that's all in place. We do have two new names to go for that have been confirmed, although they're not new names. Returning ours from last year, Ireland, Irish broadcaster RTE selected Leslie Roy last year to sing Story of My Life for the 2020 contest. It's been hinted at for some time, but now it has been confirmed. Leslie will be returning and has the ticket for 2021. A new song will follow. Similar with Serbia, although last year Hurricane won through a national final, they have been selected by the Serbian broadcaster RTS to go forward again. So there won't be a competitive Eurovision to select an act, but the songs are going to be put up for a public vote. So that is a one-artist, multi-song national final to look forward to. Whether it's going to be called Eurovision or not, we will find out presumably when the dates are confirmed. Okay, running down the news from other countries, let's start with Croatia, because I've got to tell you now, alphabetical order is out the window. We're going with the thematic order for this news pod. Croatia, we have the names for the 14 acts that will be competing in DORA 2021. We also know the names of the four reserve acts, just in case any switch outs have to happen at late notice. The winner will, of course, represent Croatia at Eurovision 2021. Notable names from the song contest in the past include Nina Kralik, sung in 2016, and Tony Satinsky, who sung in 1994, all in the mix there. It's a one-shot national final on February the 13th. We will hear the songs in full on the day of the final, but in the week before, broadcaster HRT will be releasing 1-minute long snippets of each song to give us a nice flavour of them. Over the Czech Republic, Benny Christo is returning there and he's working through his song list. No details as yet on what song has been chosen or when we will hear that. It's going to be a familiar story as we go through here. Finland, slight change to some dates for your calendar in January. Wiley selections of UMK. The artists were previously going to be revealed on the 19th of January. That's been brought forward, so you're going to get the Finnish names on the 13th of January, and then weeknights from there, from the 14th through to the 22nd, we will hear one song a night until we hear all eight songs. It's going to be in the form of a lyric video, and the one-shot UMK final itself will take place on February the 20th. Germany, we have a German act selected, confirmed by the broadcaster, but no public confirmation as yet on the artist, the song, or any other details. This is one for those of you keeping track on the spreadsheet, but not much more than that. Also teasing their entry is Iceland's Daði Freyr, internal selection following the critical acclaim of 2020's Think About Things. He held up a picture of the lyrics on Instagram this week. I'll bet he did blur them out. So, what's Icelandic for hype train? Also in Switzerland, told you, alphabetical order, it's out the window this one. Jon's Tears has confirmed previously that the song is selected, but just he's just taken a note saying that the process had 21 songs in the mix. They were all performed in front of a jury and they selected the song. So sort of mini competition behind closed doors there. As for the song, yet again, don't have it just yet. We will let you know when we do. Israel is working through its public and online voting. We had a 9-song strong shortlist for Eden Alen to sing. That has closed now. The 3 songs that topped that vote are going to be revealed on January the 3rd. Another online vote will open to find the winner, and that will be revealed in a televised show on January the 25th. Okay, big news from Italy. The Italian broadcaster RAI has confirmed the 26 artists who will be singing at the Festivale di Sanremo. And the winner of that, of course, will get first refusal on the ticket to the Eurovision Song Contest. 26 acts in the Campioni Contest. That's the big artist. Largest entry list since 1988. Notably in the entry list, you have the Eurovision performers in 2016 of Francesca Michelin and Errol Metal, who duetted with Fabrizio Moro in 2018. Other acts for you to watch out for, and if you want to explore the back catalogue, do feel free. Annalisa, expecting a sort of slow and sultry Italian song from her. Noemi, I'm going to assume that's going to be the big Italian power ballad that I'm not going to shut up about at all for the rest of the season. And if you're looking for the bouncy guitar pop, look no further than Lo Stato Sociale out of that mix. Songs for Sanremo will be heard in public for the first time on the first night, March the 2nd. There's then nightly shows through until the grand final on Saturday, March the 6th. Latvia, Samantha Tina, already confirmed as returning from the 2020 contest for 2021, has confirmed that she has chosen her Eurovision song. 11 songs from in the running from the various song camps that happened over the summer, and we're expecting to hear the song that has been selected at some point in January. Slovenia. Slovenia's head of delegation talked a little bit about how the broadcaster is going to select this year's song for the returning artist Anna Soglik. Now, they're assuming that the worst of the 4 scenarios will be selected by the EBU. That's scenario D. Essentially, that's where every song is remotely recorded in a video, and that is used on the night to showcase the entry. There are better scenarios as you go, like scenario A is everything's fine, B is, well, we're going to put in some restrictions, C is some of the countries can make it, some can't, and D is you're all staying at home, send us the video file. So RTVSLO will run their song selection show as late as possible and record their tape the following day. So there's as much time given to have a normal show, but if not, we're going to run it right at the end. So this, presumably that's going to be the Saturday just before the deadline day, which is March the 15th. So Saturday, March the 13th, potentially. And then they will reuse the set of the national final to record the entry video for the D tape going through. Again, those dates aren't confirmed. That's me just speculating. When they are confirmed, we will let you know here on the Insight News podcast. Also running late in terms of release date will be Austria and Vincent Bueno. It's an internal selection of the song for this returning artist. Going late, of course, leaves you the choice of switching the song if you you think you need to, but it also gets you closer to the contest and gives you a shorter window to put all your PR and marketing into. And finally, we'll go to Lithuania here. We have our entry list for Lithuania selection show. Pavandomis Naru, Let's Try Again. Love that name. Last year's heroes, The Roop, are returning, so the pressure is kind of on them to deliver something as bouncy and exciting as they had previously. Also in the mix with Eurovision former heir Evelina Sasienko, who sung for her in 2011, and Vilja, who sung in 2014. Also returning from last year's selection is Twosome. They didn't get incredibly far, but they did have the most earwormy song possible. That was, of course, I Am a Lithuanian Basketball Player. That's going to take some beating as well, but fingers crossed. Okay, let's round up some other pieces from the community. Eurovision again happened last weekend. The trio of the EBU, the Eurovision.tv web team, it's SCRN, and everybody involved with Eurovision again brought together a spectacular semi-final special to end the 2020 season, featuring 26 semi-final songs that didn't qualify through to the grand final on the Eurovisions. These were selected through online voting and a jury made up of 12 community sites and podcasts, and they were packaged together in a wonderfully edited show with many more memories of hosts and sketches and postcards dotted through. The winner following the public vote was Greta Salom, and Iceland's entry, I Hear Them Calling, from 2016. Zibs from Switzerland were second, and Finland's Norma John came in third. To go alongside that, we did have our usual companion podcast. It was put together by Finn Ross Russell, a documentary about the emotions in a semi-final, speaking to songwriters, delegation members, and fans who've all been through that experience. It's a fascinating listen, and stands apart from Eurovision again, as well as being a great introduction. If you want to watch the Eurovision again semi-final special, it's still at youtube.com/Eurovision. What else? Well, the annual radio special that is A Very Christmas Eurovision has been broadcast by Europe's Heartbeat, where I introduce you music from across the continent. You'll find that linked on the front page of ecinsight.com, but also at europesheartbeat.com as well. As always, a shout out to those of you listening on the podcast radio. Head over to the website, find us in your podcast app, so search Eurovision or ESC Insight, you will find us. What else have we got? It's the end of year specials over at Europe's Heartbeat from me, so you can have a listen to the chart hits from 2020, and that's about it really. It's the holidays going on now, so there's not many dates over the next week. But in our next news podcast, I'll take you through all the dates in January. So get your diaries ready. Other than that, just going to say, however you're dealing with the holidays, we at ESC Insight offer you all the love in the world for your health and your happiness. We're going to be here with you for the Eurovision Song Contest trip right through to May. But for now, stay safe, be kind to each other. For now, we'll catch you after the guitars in the next news pod. The ESC Insight News Podcast this week was written and hosted by Ewan Spence, along with the team at ESC Insight. www.escinsight.com.